USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Debate continues on the Senate floor regarding a coronavirus stimulus bill. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the bill.
I will be a no vote on this. When you have a bill that only 9% is there for COVID relief, the rest is going to arts, humanities, transportation, bailouts for the big blue state.
The Biden administration is sending a White House official to border facilities that house illegal immigrant children, saying that they can open back up to pre-coronavirus levels. An HHS member citing extraordinary circumstances because of the influx of unaccompanied minors across the border. It's estimated there are nearly 8,000 unaccompanied illegal immigrant children in border facilities, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Employers adding 379,000 jobs in February, the unemployment rate edging down to 6.2%. Economists had predicted only 200,000 jobs would be added in February. President Joe Biden downplaying the good economic news.
Today's jobs report shows that the American Rescue Plan is urgently needed in our view. Our economy still has 9.5 million fewer jobs than it had this time last year.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is backing a bill to prohibit social media companies from censoring Texas. He says the nation was built on the freedom of speech.
Big tech's efforts to silence conservative viewpoints is un-American, un-Texan, and pretty soon it's going to be against the law.
The legislation addresses what happens when social media sites like Twitter and Facebook ban individuals for violating their terms of service. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan, a Democrat and early supporter of President Joe Biden, declined an initial allocation of over 6,200 newly authorized Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses. The mayor explaining why he declined the doses.
Johnson & Johnson is a very good vaccine. Moderna and Pfizer are the best. And I am going to do everything I can to make sure the residents of the city of Detroit get the best. And so, as you know, I went to the White House, got a commitment for 15,000 a week of a Moderna and Pfizer. We've been enlarging it, and this week we've got 29,000 Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, 17,000 first doses, 12,000 second doses. Those Moderna Pfizer vaccines will cover every single Detroiter looking for a shot. Next week, I expect us to have between 25 and 30,000 more. Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and again, I believe we will have a Moderna and Pfizer vaccine for every Detroiter who wants one.
That was on Thursday. Friday, during a White House coronavirus briefing, White House senior advisor on COVID-19, Andy Slavitt, says that now Dugan is very eager for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Dugan himself issuing a statement expressing full confidence in the vaccine and announcing his city will be opening a vaccination site offering the J&J vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.